today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 4th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 132.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
And Abraham instructed his sons to do the same, and so did Jacob, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen you for this religion. So do not die except while you are Muslims.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the Quran, by stating the bequest of Abraham, peace be upon him, intends to reiterate the fact that you human beings are not only responsible for your children while they are with you, but you are responsible for their future too. When you are on your deathbed, do not think of only your financial affairs and that of your children after your death. You had better think about their spiritual life too. Not only did Prophet Abraham bequeath such a testament, but also his grandson Jacob, peace be upon him, imitated Abraham's same manner and at the last moment of his life enjoined his children to attain the secret of victory, success, and happiness.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
And the continuation of the topic, having the daughter, we look at it from a different angle. For a society in the past, having a daughter is a burden and shame to the family. But Allah values a daughter highly as he promised paradise for whoever has a daughter. A Muslim who has two daughters or sisters, three daughters or sisters, and brings them up in the right way under the fears of Allah, then Allah made Jannah mandatory only for him. Allah says in chapter Ashura, verse 50, or he grants them males and females, and he makes whom he wills barren. Indeed, he, Allah, is all-knower, all-powerful. Islam gave equal rights to women as men and described that there is no discrimination against them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. The next step that we want to suggest to you, dear brothers and sisters, is emotional recognition in the subject of Islamic education of girls. As our daughter gets a little older, let's say generally over 14 years old, she may begin to struggle with emotions and feelings. Precious puberty is one of the biggest issues parents face with their children, and that is sons and daughters. It is better before our daughter gets involved in this issue and her attention is drawn to one of the people around her who is not of the same sex, we should pay attention to her in an indirect way, especially in the current period when everything has become more complicated. So we need to show more love and affection towards our children, specifically our daughters. The next tip that I want to present here is the social networks and digital tools. What should be our strategy with regard to this issue? We have probably predicted that the discussion of Islamic education of girls and the use of digital tools and media are related to each other. If you can teach your child about this before appearing unconsciously and without our knowledge on social networks, we have gone one step further.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
One suggestion. Teach your daughter that always look at those below her, not above her. The world holds its charm, undoubtedly, and every soul gets what Allah intends it to get. No one else can reduce what is yours, nor increase it beyond what Allah has willed. Teach your daughters to always look at those below her, who have lesser blessings than her, and offer thanks and gratitude to Allah. Teach her that looking to those who have more than her in this world will only lead to frustration and unhappiness. Teach her to vie with those who are higher in taqwa and to compete with them instead. The success of the hereafter will eclipse any material blessing that is given in this world.
والإكرام يا
that daughters brings double blessings for family and parents? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad clearly explained that the birth of a daughter means double blessings for the family. She carried two lights with her, as stated in a hadith, when a boy is born, then he brings one nur, or light, and when a girl is born, then she brings two nurs. Raising a daughter is another challenge to a parent, and it is important to raise her well. It is also possible that someone might face a hard time while bringing up his daughter. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, knows this perfectly. So he stated, the person who is faced with hardship due to his daughters and makes sabr, that is patience, then his daughters will be a curtain between him and the hellfire.
So Islam says when it comes to men and women, we believe that difference. It's not an issue of superior, inferior. You know, the roles are according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the nature of the human being. And the overall picture that Islam has as far as family laws are concerned, and that's where you will see most of the differences that are there in the context of the family law. There was a lady during the days of the Prophet by the name of Asma bint Yazid al-Ansariya. And she seems to be a very eloquent lady. Those days when the Prophet was talking about the reward for people who go for jihad and struggle for the sake of, you know, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is for men and not for women. She came once to the gathering and she says, بأبي أنت وأمي, that, you know, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. I am, and she claims it here, that I am a delegate of the women towards you. So I'm not only speaking on my own behalf. And you should know that, you know, I would sacrifice my life for you. I believe in you, and I follow you. And what I have to say is in the hearts of all women in the East and the West. So she was basically the spokesman of the woman there standing. And then she says, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised you as a prophet, a true prophet for all, the men and women. We believed in you and in your Lord who has sent you when Ma'ashar al-Nisa. But then when it comes to our, you know, the assembly, the group of the women, we are confined. We stay mostly at the home, fulfill your desires, you know, carry your babies. While you men folk, you know, you have been given the fazilat. For you, namaz al-Jumma is wajib. For us, it's not wajib. For you, it's recommended to go for the jama'at prayers. And the best of it is that you can go for jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, while we are sitting there. You go and do all these good things and earn the salab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are there, taking care of your house, you know, protecting your property, raising your children. We don't have the share of the same reward as men. And Rasulullah looked at the ashab and he said, have you ever heard a woman more eloquent than her? Then he turns to her and says, you know, oh lady, you go and let all other women whom you represent, let them know. He says, any one of you doing all things that you described, taking care of the home, raising the children of the husband, doing all these things, whoever does this in the best way, the reward and the compensation and ajr as-sawab for that is equal to everything that you describe about the man. Means that is, you know, how Rasulullah is saying that roles are different, but it doesn't mean that you are getting lesser of the reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.